What does the Lord think about children? Has a special love for them. He wants children to come to Him. He wants us to reach kids for the kingdom. He wants us to feel about children the way He feels about children, so that we get beyond ourselves and really look at the next generation. There is truth, there is bliss, there is hope that you always dreamed of. He can heal every scar.
Have you ever noticed how easily children trust God in difficult times, when so many of the adults are explaining things away? Jesus spoke about having childlike faith in Him and in His Word, and He encouraged us to believe like children when we come to Him. This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. Thank you for joining us today. We have an intriguing message from Pastor Jeff called The Next Generation. And we're going to learn how to approach God with a childlike faith, because no other way is acceptable to God. This lesson is part of the four-message series, Beyond Ourselves, Living and Giving to the Glory of God. And it's also our special gift of thanks to you for your support this month of any amount. Be ready now to begin in Mark chapter 10, as Pastor Jeff Shreve continues this timely lesson called The Next Generation.
You know, the scripture is very, very clear that the job of adults is to pass on the faith to those coming up behind them. The scripture says in Psalm 145, one generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. See, life is kind of like a relay race, and you have the baton, and your job is to pass that baton to that next generation, so that you can declare His works to that next generation and the faith can continue on. As Steve Green sang in that wonderful song, may all who come behind us find us faithful, and may we leave behind a life of faithfulness, and may we give what we have in the Lord to the next generation. So what does Jesus think about the next generation? What does he say about a child who is the next generation? He has lots to say about it, and he has lots he wants us to learn about it so that we get beyond ourselves and really look at the next generation. Mark chapter 10, I'll begin reading in verse 13. The scripture says, and they, meaning parents, were bringing children to Him so that He might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, He was indignant and said to them, permit the children to come to Me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it at all. And He took them in His arms, and He began blessing them, laying His hands upon them. This short passage of scripture, just these short four verses, are so important. Now, I want us to see three discoveries from this passage about what Jesus thinks about children. Number one, Jesus has a special love for children. He has a special love for those that make up the next generation. See, children are important to Jesus. Now, the disciples thought, well, Jesus, you're doing things. They thought they were doing Jesus a favor. You know, it's like secretaries, you know, they can do their bosses a favor sometimes if they run interference, you know, because not everybody can just come in and take up the boss's time, so to speak. So she has to run some interference so He can get some things done. Well, that's what the disciples thought they were doing. Well, Lord, we just thought we were helping You out. And we just thought these kids were an interruption. They're just kids. I'll let them go away. And Jesus said, no, those kids are important to Me. Was He busy? Yeah, but never too busy. Never too busy to minister to a child. Children are important to Jesus, and children are not an unwanted bother. They're a wanted blessing. Sometimes we get the idea that kids are a bother. Children, the Bible says, Psalm 127, verse 3, behold, children are a gift from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. And that is God's blessing on your life to have children. They're not an unwanted bother. They're a wanted blessing. Now, the disciples saw them as an unwanted bother. They weren't their kids, right? They're somebody else's kids. And so just get away. You know, he doesn't have time to do that. But Jesus has a special love for children. And he got on the disciples and he said, listen, you guys are missing the boat. These kids are special. You let them interrupt me because they're special and I'll take time for them. Second discovery. Not only does Jesus have a special love for children, but Jesus wants children to come to him. He wants them to come to him. See, in Luke's account of this story, the disciples were telling the parents, take those kids away. He doesn't have time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Take them away. And so Jesus, the scripture says in Luke, he was calling after them, calling after the parents and saying, permit the children to come to me and do not hinder them. I want them to come to me. Hey, you mom and you dad, you bring your kids to me. Jesus wants children to come to him. Now, what does he want to do? What did he want to do with those children? It says in verse 16, and he took them in his arms and began blessing them, laying his hands upon them. That's what he was doing with those kids, taking them up in his arms. To take up in your arms means you enfold your arms around that child. See, Jesus, he wants to embrace the kids. That's what he did in all three of those gospel accounts. He embraced those kids. He gathered up the kids in his arms. Hey, you mark it down. God is a hugger. He's a hugger. He's not a handshaker. You know, we grow up in homes. Some homes, they're just hugs. Other homes, they're handshakes, nods, see ya, that kind of thing. I grew up in a home where, apart from my mom, she was the only one that was demonstrative in my home. Nobody else was. My older brothers, they never gave hugs. My sister, we never hugged each other. It was all just handshake or just, you know, if I really like you, I'll punch you in the arm. That kind of thing, you know? But there wasn't hugs. Now, when I was in college, my freshman year in college, one of the guys, an older guy in our church, was discipling me, a dear friend to this day, Everett Sheffy. And he used to be, he was a touchy-feely kind of guy, and he was always putting his arm around me, and man, it would just creep me out. I was like, what are you doing? Quit touching me. And he saw pretty quickly, you know, body language speaks volumes, and he's like, you don't like it when I touch you. And I go, bing, 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 what do we have for him, Johnny? Quit doing that, right? Yeah, you figured that out. I don't like that. And he told me this. He said, Jeff, you need to learn how to express love through touch, through hugs, because there's power in that. Well, I didn't think that was true. I thought, well, that's just crazy. And then my sophomore year in college, I was kind of the student MC of the college department, anywhere from 150 students in there, and I would do the announcements on Sunday, and my roommate Tom, he did the music, and I remember standing at the door when people would file in, and we were greeting people, and Tom is here, and I'm here, and these pretty college girls would come in, they would hug Tom, they would shake my hand. Hug Tom, shake, I mean, it's just like, what, do I have a sign that says don't hug me? You know, I don't want Everett to hug me, but you can. You're a female. And but anyway, I had this porcupine kind of exterior. And Tom didn't. Tom would just greet people like that, arms wide open. And man, everybody just came in to a hug. Jesus has his arms open. The kids are lining up. They're tugging at their mom and dad's robe. Can I get in line to sit in Jesus' lap? I want him to pick me up like that. I want him to love on me like that. It's important to show love. Jesus is not here in a physical body. He's here by his spirit. And the spirit of Christ lives inside of us. But see, now we are Jesus with skin. And we need to express love through touch, especially to little kids, especially to kids who may be not getting much love, who may be getting abuse. And they need to know what Christian love is. You know, the scripture says, greet one another with a holy kiss. The word for greet means to embrace. Embrace one another with a holy kiss. It tells us that over and over and over again in the Bible. There's just something about a hug that is so much different than just a handshake. My little granddaughter, Emmy, I think I have a picture of her and Debbie and me. She's just so sweet. We love her to death. She's born on July the 4th. The whole nation celebrates her birthday. And Emmy, at first she wasn't much of one to hug. And so then, but she's gotten better at that. And I would tell her, you know, Emmy is so funny because Debbie and I agonized over our grandparent name. And finally we came up with, Debbie was gonna be Gigi and I was gonna be Poppy. And that's what we came up with. And so what did Emmy come up with? Debbie is Poppy and I'm Gigi. That's the way it works. She spent the night with us not too long ago, and you know, you can talk to her now because she's almost four. You can really converse. And Debbie was saying, now, Emmy, you understand that I am really Gigi, right? She said that at first, that I'm Gigi and he's Poppy. And Emmy looked at her and said, oh, Poppy, you're so silly. So she'll forever be Poppy, I'll forever be Gigi. But that's okay. That's okay. But here's the thing with Emmy. You know, when she, I guess about a year or so ago, I was teaching her about hugs, and she would just give these little hugs. And I'd say, no, Emmy, big hugs, big hugs. And then I would just wrap my arms around her and say, you can't get out of here. I'm going to hold on to you. And then she thought that was so fun. And I said that to her over and over and over again. And when I'm with her now, you know what she'll say to me? Gigi, big hugs. And she wants to give me big hugs. That's a good thing. Kids need that. They need to know that you love on them. There's power in that. Jesus did that. He took those kids in his arms. He didn't shake their hand. He didn't nod at them. He took them in his arms. Aren't you glad that he's like that? See, when I meet Jesus face to face, I know he's gonna be like this and not like this. He's gonna have his arms open wide. I can come right up to him and he's gonna hug me. He's not gonna say, now you stay over there and just shake my hand. No, he's a hugger. He wants us to love on the kids. He wanted to love on the kids and take them up in his arms. And then he wanted to bless them. And he wants to do that today with children, to embrace them through us and to bless them through us. You know, the word for bless that's used here is the word where we get our English word to eulogize. It means to speak well of. And he was speaking well of those children as he laid his hands on them. And Luke said he prayed for them. And every one of those kids, he would lay his hands on them. He would pray for them. And he would pray God's favor upon them. He would pray a blessing over them. It goes right in line with what God told Moses to do for the people. He said, you tell Aaron, Numbers chapter 6, that he is to bless my people. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace, give you shalom. He said, Moses, thus shall you invoke my name upon my people and I will bless them. God is a blesser. He wants to bless. You and I need to be people who want to be a blessing. We need the favor of God. We need to pray the favor of God on our children, especially. Hey, Jesus wants children to come to him. Why? So he can love on them, so he can bless them, so that they can come to know him. That's the ultimate. Jesus wants kids to come to know him. And every child is born, they're beautiful, and they're a beautiful little bundle, and every mom and dad is so excited about their child. But that child is a sinner, just like everyone's a sinner. David said, behold, I was brought forth in iniquity and in sin my mother conceived me, a sinner from the womb. And that little baby grows up. And when they get old enough to understand the difference between the right and wrong, then they're accountable to God. And that little baby, that little child has to put his or her faith and trust in Jesus. Jesus wants that. And discovery number three, he wants us to have a heart for children. He wants us to be like him. He says, hey, children are not an interruption. I came here to seek and to save that which was lost. I want them to come to me. And so he says to you and to me today, I want you to have a heart for the next generation. I want you to have a heart beyond yourself. Start looking at those who are coming behind you and love on those kids and help those kids come to know me. See, he wants us to reach those kids for the kingdom of God. There's something about a child that's different from an adult. A child has a heart that is soft and tender. A child doesn't have to be convinced about Jesus. I heard about a man who is an atheist, and he was trying to teach his little boy that there is no God and the Bible is a lie and God doesn't exist. And so this kid was hearing this stuff from his dad. And one day at dinner, the little boy said to his dad, he said, Daddy, do you think God knows we don't believe in him? And that's just within a child. There's this heart that wants to believe. And so the Lord is saying, hey, church, people, my people, look at kids. I have a special love for them. I want them to come to me. I want you to have a heart for them. And I want you to be used by me to bring children to me, because children are so ripe and so ready to hear the gospel. George Barna did a survey in 2004. He surveyed roughly 1,000 born-again Christians from all over. He wanted to find out, how old were you when you came to faith in Jesus Christ? Of those surveyed, 43% came to faith in Jesus Christ before they were 13 years of age. Almost half before they were 13. Because it's when you're a child is when you're just so likely to trust Christ. Now, we baptized a dear lady today who was obviously older than that. It is awesome when we baptize someone who is in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s that came to know Christ. That doesn't happen a lot. You don't have vast numbers of people. Of all those that got saved, that they interviewed and they surveyed, it was less than 25% came to Christ after the age of 23. Wow, it just shrinks. What happens? Heart gets hard. You get cynical. You start to question everything. And so the Lord is saying, hey, focus in on the children. Focus in on the kids when they're young, because when they're young, as Rush Limbaugh says, they have skulls full of mush, and you can mold them with the truth, and you can implant, as we're doing, God's word in their hearts, and you can make such a difference for all eternity when you focus in on reaching kids for the kingdom. Now, our church is committed to kids and young families. We're committed to not just kids and young families. We want to minister to everybody, but really focus in on kids and young families. Why? Because kids, we want to reach them for Christ. If 43% of Christians come to know Christ before they're 13 years of age, man, that is fertile field. So we want to invest in that field. Jesus said, do not hinder the kids from coming to me. Hey, the Lord says, I want you to have a heart for kids. I want you to reach kids, to reach them for the kingdom. And I want you to learn, he says, from kids. We can learn a lot from kids. You know what Jesus said? He said, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these, belongs to kids. The kingdom of God belongs to kids. Truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it at all. Mark 10, verse 15. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, he called a child over and he had the child stand near him. Then he said, I promise you this, if you don't change and become like a child, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. But if you are as humble as this child, you are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. What's the thing about becoming like a child? As I told you, children have a soft heart. Children have a humble heart. Jesus said, unless you humble yourself, you'll never get into the kingdom. See, how does a person get saved? That person has to humble himself before God and cry out and say, God, I'm lost and I can't save myself. And if you don't save me, I'm gonna die and go to hell. Oh, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. You have to humble yourself before God. And any person who will humble himself before God, the Lord of glory will save that person. You have to become like a child, Jesus said. So listen and learn from children, because unless you become like children, you'll never enter the kingdom. What does the Lord think about children? He has a special love for them. He wants children to come to him. He wants us to reach kids for the kingdom. He wants us to feel about children the way he feels about children. He wants us to live beyond ourselves. There's a poem I like by Will Allen Drumgoole. It's called The Bridge Builder. It says this: an old man going a lone highway came at the evening cold and gray to a chasm vast and deep and wide, through which was flowing a sullen tide. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. The sullen stream had no fear for him. But he turned when safe on the other side and built a bridge to span the tide. "Old man," said a fellow pilgrim near, "you're wasting your strength with building here. Your journey will end with the ending day. You never again will pass this way. You've crossed the chasm deep and wide. Why build this bridge at evening tide?" The builder lifted his old gray head. "Good friend, in the path I have come," he said, "there followed after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. This chasm that has been as naught to me, to that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I'm building this bridge for him." Would you join me in saying, "God, I want to live beyond myself. I want to learn to live and give. Jesus first, others second, me last."
Today's message was called The Next Generation, from Pastor Jeff's series, Beyond Ourselves, Living and Giving to the Glory of God. You know, the next generation will have real joy in their lives when they learn to put Jesus first, others second, and themselves last. If we live our lives like that, then we'll be an example for them for sure, and we'll do something that lasts long after we're gone. It's worth remembering that only three things last forever: God, His Word, and people. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 21 says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." What a great verse. That means that when we invest in eternal things like sharing God's word and helping people come to know the Lord, we store up treasures in heaven. That's investing in heaven's bank, and those things pay eternal dividends. When you support From His Heart, you're doing that. And this month, for your support of any amount, we'd like to say thanks by sending you Pastor Jeff's four-message series that we're in for the first part of this month, called Beyond Ourselves, Living and Giving to the Glory of God. This series includes today's lesson, The Next Generation, of which you heard part two today. Your support makes it possible for us to be here and on over 850 stations each day across the nation to speak truth in love to a lost and hurting world. To get these resources this month, you can make a gift when you call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go online to fromhisheart.org. It's available on CDs, DVDs, a USB flash drive, or immediate MP3 download. I'm Larry Nobles, trusting you'll be with us again next time for more of Pastor Jeff's Beyond Ourselves series. That's right here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve. speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more at FromHisHeart.org.